In a world of guided missiles, in a world of misguided men, television is draining imagination. Media is enslaving a nation. Life is a competition, a ruthless race. Leaders are corrupt and without grace. Divided into many congregations, we have a political atmosphere of aberration. We have sold out tyrants with motives deranged, puppets of Wall Street fighting for change. In a world of guided missiles, in a world of misguided men, we're used to harassment and interrogation, so we're shutting our mouths with hesitation. Quicker than lightning, bombs hit the ground. Some victims are buried and some are found. In need of help, but we're forgetting prostration. Closed hands from charitable donations. In difficult times, God's help we should seek. He will provide victory in a time so bleak. In a world of guided missiles, in a world of misguided men. You see, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1493, Columbus took all he could see. In 1494, the greed of Columbus grew some more. In 1495, Columbus took everything in sight. In 1496, I think you catch the story's gist. So it continues. Every war is illegit. Murdoch in Wall Street, dirty business. I bow to one God, and to God I submit. So if no one else talks, I'll gather my wit. Because souls of greed are lost through oppression. They believe the world's riches are in their possession. Manipulation for them has become an obsession. Wealth and power are pivots of discretion. They fake it, take every bit of it like it's their profession. With a mask over their face, committing aggression. But as the pendulum of justice begins to swing, oppressors keep trying to pull more strings. But don't let mischief of any devil bring you down, for in a mighty river the Pharaoh did drown. Keep up your fast and trust your prayers. There is an afterlife, so stay well aware. Times change and society transform, but a true believer always, always weathers the storm, especially in a world of guided missiles, in a world of misguided men. This one is about fasting. I don't fast to starve my belly and lose some weight. I fast to feed my soul and gain some faith. I don't fast like an anorexic to improve my image. I fast to regain my conscience, to heal my spirit. I fast to regain focus, to tweak my perspective, to add meaning to a life that sits idle and passive. I fast to familiarize myself to the human condition. Not everybody has a car that they can drive to a luncheon. There are people in the world that don't eat dinner at a table, where roofs don't exist and babies don't rock in cradles. There are places where people don't watch TV in recline. Many people don't have the same luxuries as mine. To be materialistic and selfish is a spiritual disorder. A dry throat and a growling stomach makes me put my blessings in order. I saw the mighty Indus River take away Pakistani homes. The clothes those people were wearing seemed like the ones I had outgrown. I sleep peacefully every night as my door is locked, while bombs explode up in Karbala and all over Iraq. I fast to retune, and I fast to remind that I have homeless people of mine in Palestine. Ramadan is a holy month with a purpose divine. And when I think of the oppressed, one phrase comes to mind. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Ramadan feeds a malnourished soul at every degree. So if you agree with this phrase, shout it out loud with me. From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
From the Darfur genocide to bombs blowing up in occupied land, we will triumph We will succeed. We will withstand. As long as we don't fast to starve our bellies and lose some weight, keep fasting to feed the soul and gain some faith. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you.